From the Transcona Skids to the West End Punks, this is CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we're going to get on board and learn about trains. Our kids' crew went on a field recording field trip to the Wheels Museum of Albuquerque. Not only do they learn about the rich history of railroading, they also find out how transportation in general has evolved. We're also going to learn where the fastest trains in the world are right now. And we have a couple of book reviews for you. This episode is mixed with excellent music. Stick with us for the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization dedicated to giving kids opportunities to create radio. You can learn a lot more about us at childrenshour.org.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Talking Radio.
What happened to the man who took the train home?
I don't know.
What?
He had to give it back.
Bye!
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Everybody's talking about it day up at the lake. So let's get our bags and guitars and all the food that we can take. I'll meet you on the corner when the sun decides to break. So
catch that train.
Oh, come on out and catch it. So fast, we'll fill the day with memories, and I know they're gonna last. So
catch that train.
Oh, come on out and catch it.
Catch that train.
All right. Come on out. Topsy-turvy world that we're all living in today. Let's take a trip before the summer sun has gone astray. When we ride together. And so I say,
catch the train.
Come on, come on and catch it.
That was Dan Zanes right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and on Zoom with a whole lot of kids. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Joe.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Kate.
Hello, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Thank you all so much for being here. Today on the show, we're going to learn about trains. And some of the kids on our crew went to a place called the Wheels Museum, which is located in a building in Albuquerque where around 75 years or so ago, trains used to go to be repaired. It's an enormous building and can hold an entire locomotive. The kids are going to report from the Wheels Museum, and we're going to learn also about how rail transportation came to be and where it stands today. In some parts of the world, trains are the main form of public transportation, and we're going to learn a lot more about them today on the Children's Hour. Plus, we have some book reviews from the kids' crew, but first, this is Levity Beat from New Zealand, right here on the Children's Hour.
The children on the train are running all around. They're running all around. They're running all around. The children on the train are running all around and wondering when they're gonna be home. And the children on the train are jumping up and down. They're jumping up and down. They're jumping up and down. The children on the train are jumping up and down and wondering when they're gonna be home. Running all around, jumping up and down, stopping at the station, thanks for the ride. Some are getting off, some are getting inside. It's looking pretty crowded, shuffle on down, waving to the folks and heading for the next town. And the mamas on the train are strumming their guitars. They're strumming their guitars. They're strumming their guitars. The mamas on the train are strumming their guitars and wondering when they're gonna be home. And the daddies on the train are beating on their drums. They're beating on their drums. They're beating on their drums. The daddies on the train are beating on their drums and wondering when they're gonna be home. Running all around, jumping up and down, strumming their guitars and beating on their drums. Stopping at the station, thanks for the ride. Some are getting off, some are getting inside. It's looking pretty crowded, shuffle on down, waving to the folks and heading for the next town. Across the land, desert red. And the grannies on the train are playing violin. They're playing violin. They're playing violin. The grannies on the train are playing violin and wondering when they're gonna be home. But the driver's got his hands firmly on the wheel, firmly on the wheel, firmly on the wheel. The driver's got his hands firmly on the wheel, making sure we're gonna get home. Running all around, jumping up and down, strumming their guitars and beating on their drums. Playing violin firmly on the wheel, making sure we're gonna get home. Making sure we're gonna get home.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we're learning about trains. Some of the kids on our crew took a field trip to the Wheels Museum in Albuquerque. There, they brought some recording equipment, and they recorded all of this on their own.
My name is Leba Freed. I'm the president of the Wheels Museum, and I work as a volunteer. We're all volunteers, and we have children and old people and all kinds of people from around the world visiting us. The Wheels Museum is now located on the rail yards in downtown Albuquerque. We have about $4 million of exhibits. We have model trains that run, and we have a real train that children can ride, and we have airplanes hanging in the ceiling, antique automobiles and motorcycles, buses and trucks, toys and many wonderful things for children of all ages to see.
My favorite part was probably getting to ride on the gigantic train in the caboose and getting to blow this whistle.
We love all the people who come, and we're here to help our community. Sometimes old people come in here and they cry because they see something maybe that they had as a child or that they worked on. So it's the people coming in from all over that is the most valuable to us.
How old is the Wheel Museum?
That's a wonderful question. I started this project in 1994. We've been in 7 different locations. We've been in our current location since 2008. This is the rail yards of the steam locomotives and was the reason that Albuquerque became a successful city.
I don't gamble, drink a negro wine. I shirts on dime. They don't mind if my shoes shine. Never been a Colorado or seen Montana's blue, blue guy. Never been a Shenandoah or got a Rocky Mountain high. Born and raised in Jersey, lived in this suburban home, but always taking daddy's station wagon if I ever got the urge to roam. Never been to Austin or seen those Frisco lights. I've never been to Denver, was always afraid of heights. I've never been down to Nashville or Memphis, Tennessee. But it won't be long before they play my song on WLMD.
That's John Winfield Blake from a CD called We're Not Kidding, a tribute to Barry Lewis Polisar with I Never Rode the Railroads. The Mighty Buzznicks was before that from Bugs Out with Steam Train. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today, we're learning about trains. Some of our kids' crew took a field recording field trip to the Wheels Museum in Albuquerque.
What made you decide to changing from primarily trains to all kinds of like vehicles and cars and planes?
When I started the museum, I named it WHEELS, which is an acronym. We have everything everyone loves spinning, because I think it's very, very important to talk about the history of transportation, not just trains.
It's old wagon that was used well before the last century, and they had two oxen that pulled the wagon, and they used it on the farm to move things around, hay and so forth. And sometimes they might have put people in it to go to town. This was before we had automobiles.
What would you say is the oldest thing in the Wheels Museum?
One thing that I think is very old and very interesting, we have a bicycle from 1883 from France that was the first bicycle with pedals and brakes.
We are looking at a two-wheeled bicycle. The front one's bigger than the back one, and the wheels are very big.
Saturday morning, dreaming in bed. One little thought runs round my head. Summer is here, it's warm outside. Get in my bike and ride, ride, ride. I brush my teeth, I comb my hair. I grab some toast, jump out of my chair. So long, folks, it's time to blow. I jump on my bike and go, go, go on. Ride my bike.
Ride my bike.
I wanna ride my bike.
Ride my bike.
I wanna ride my bike. All around. Bicycle miracle man, making my bicycle jump and dance. Watch me win the Tour de France. Down the back street, round the pond. Bet I'm faster than Greg LeMond. It's so great to be outside. What I like is to ride, ride, ride. I'm gonna ride my bike.
Ride my bike.
I'm gonna ride my bike.
Ride my bike.
I'm gonna ride my bike all around. No place I can go. Look out, here comes the black riding man. Down to the schoolyard, 10 past 9. Meet some very good pals of mine. Here come Jimmy, here come Bill. Here come James from Strawberry Hill. We have races, we have fun. We go fast as a horse can run. Every Saturday what I like is getting outside and riding my
Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, supports the Children's Hour. The museum honors Indigenous history, art, and culture. Learn more at indianartsandculture.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
Itsy-bitsy spider, it went up the water spout. Down came the rain, washed the spider out. Up came the sun, and it dried up all the rain. And the itsy-bitsy spider took the train. Itsy spider, he made friends along the way. There were lots of things to do at every stop the train made. But when he got to missing that old water spout back home, the minuscule arachnid, it took the train home to you. If you got a problem, if it's a gloomy day, take a hint from it, say, and don't you run away. No, no, the next time that it's raining, the next time that you're blue, you gotta keep your chin up, just like all good spiders do. Cause the sky is gonna clear up, all the sun is gonna shine. And then you and me and all our friends, we can run out and play outside along with the itsy bitsy spider. Went up the water spout, down came the rain, and washed the spider out. Sing if you know it. Up came the sun, and dried up all the rain, and the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout. Up that spout again, itsy-bitsy spider, that went up the water spout. And then down, down, down came the rain, just to wash the spider out. Hey, up, 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 up came the sun, dried up all the rain. Oh, and the itsy-bitsy, you got up the spout to the train.
The Itsy Bitsy Spider Took the A Train is the Big Cats Band featuring Skip Ewing. That's from a release called Indian Elephant Tea. Over the break, it was the Brooklyn Funk Essentials doing Take the L Train. Tom Paxton from I've Got a Yo-Yo gave us Ride My Bike. This is the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone, and today we're learning about trains and wheels in general. The kids on the crew went to the Wheels Museum in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They made all these recordings themselves. Take a listen.
Hello, this is Cade with the Children's Hour, and we are at the Wheels Museum, and they have some really impressive model train exhibits here. Each one has about, I don't know, 10 trains or so. The largest one is probably this one. It has lots of little people. There's trees. There's a farm. And it's all hand-painted and handmade with foam and sticks and like acrylic.
So we're basically backstage in this train exhibit.
This train layout is called the Clovis Train Show. I have four cameras out there so I can see what's going on the other side. This is my horn.
Can you blow it?
Sure, go ahead. Just pull it straight down. All right. There's two different gauges of track. The outer two gauges are HO gauge, standard gauge. The inner one is HON3, that's narrow gauge, okay? This controller is for the narrow gauge one. That's the one coming around the corner there, coming down the hill. Here's the Amtrak coming by now. There's a freight train on the bottom over there staged, and as soon as the Amtrak comes up to where that is, I'm going to let the freight train go around, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now the freight train's going to start going. See it? Pretty cool, huh?
Stones at my head and feet until I'm all I'm gone to sleep. freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell the train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm going.
Letting out a little steam. I work overnight. Daytime is when I dream. I go under the tunnels and over the mountains, across the lakes, many fields I'm counting. Past farms and forests, I don't take a break. From city to city, I can't afford to be late. I'm just doing my job before the world is awake. Rolling down these tracks until the start of the day. I'm a freight train. From one place to another, coal from the miners, goods from the farmers, fruits and vegetables from the garden yards. I got a lot of cargo, so I take some time to pass. Speeding down old timber as I sing my song, over iron tracks, pulling wagons along. It's like the old days, yes, I'm still here, but I know I'll be replaced with my electric fear. But I'm a freight train.
That's Hey Debbie from a single release released in 2020. And before that, Freight Train, the Rambling Jack Elliott tune was done by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman from their Not Just for Kids release. Recently, a bunch of the kids on our crew went to the Wheels Museum. It's a place where you can learn about all kinds of things that roll along, but especially trains. And they wanted to know more about the history of trains. This is Kate at the Wheels Museum, right here on the Children's Hour.
What impact did trains have on the history of America, and more specifically, the Industrial Revolution?
When Albuquerque was, let's say 100, 120 years ago, let's say 1880, this was a dusty little town of 10,000 people. When the steam locomotives came here, it built the modern city. It made an opportunity for men to give their children educations. Had we not had trains, we never could have made modern homes. We couldn't get merchandise here. We couldn't get food here. The diet of people was very, very simple. Some of them hardly ever ate fruits and vegetables. There wasn't much food here. Everything almost that we have is because the trains came and brought so much to us.
My interest, again, is the historical aspects of the railroad here, but also some of the other things we have. I mean, we have cars, we have aircraft as well. The really interesting story about Wheels is we show the transitions from the very beginnings of all these modes of transportation to what they look like now in a more modern age.
Who's
Some come walking and some come flying. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Some come laughing and some come crying. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. All my blues are chased away. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Darkest hour is changed to day. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Doubts and fears will all be gone. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Sorrow changes into song. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. We'll all be there now, don't be late. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. She's right on time now, she won't wait. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Watch my train, train's gonna ride. Watch me coming up the mountainside. Through the valley, over the trees. I bet you can't catch up to me. Let's blow our whistle. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-choo. I'm going up the mountain, up and down the mountain. Watch my train, train's gonna ride. Watch me coming up the mountainside. Through the valley, over the trees. I bet you can't catch up to me, no. No, no, I'm running down the track. And I'm going really fast. Well, here I go. Let's blow our whistle. Choo-choo. 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 Here comes my train. Going down the mountain. A chugga, a chugga, a chugga. Choo-choo. Here comes my train. Going down the mountain. A chugga, a chugga, a chugga. Choo-choo. Here comes my train.
That's Barry Coral from Anna and the Cupcakes with the train song. David Holt before that from I've Got a Bullfrog. When the train comes along. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about trains. We've got some book reviews coming up after the break and more about modern training.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week. keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour. Listening to the Children's Hour, you just heard the band Golem. That's Train Across Ukraine, and from their CD called Citizen Boris. And this week, we're taking on the train. Well, at least we're learning about them. And believe it or not, the technology behind the highly powered trains we use today was designed hundreds of years ago. In the 1500s in Germany, people laid down wooden rails for horse-drawn carriages to travel more easily over dirt roads. Those wooden tracks eventually became iron in the 1700s. And by the time of the Industrial Revolution of the 1800s, horses were permanently replaced by the steam engine, which required the use of coal to keep a tank of water constantly boiling. The resulting steam pushed the trains down the tracks. Steam-powered trains were a revolution for businesses, allowing the rapid transport of people and products across the world. But trains have come a long way since those days. Today, most trains run on either diesel or electrified tracks, and some are the fastest in history. In China, you can ride the Shanghai Maglev, which can run up to 286 miles per hour. Or in Germany, old wooden tracks laid in the 1500s were modernized to carry trains like the Inner City Express, which travels up to 205 miles per hour. We've got links and lots more information at childrenshour.org. We still have some book reviews from our kids' crew. This is Lori Berkner.
We're riding the new river train.
Choo-choo.
We're riding the new river train.
Choo-choo.
It's the same old train that brought us here. It's gonna bring us back again.
All aboard!
And Mama, you can be one. Two means we know what to do when we're riding the new river train. We're riding the new river train.
Choo-choo.
We're riding the new river train.
Choo-choo.
It's the same old train that brought us here. It's gonna bring us back again.
All aboard!
Papa, you can be three. Will put us in the mix when we're riding the new river train. Brother, you can be seven. Yeah, brother, you can be eight. 7 plus 8, and we'll never be late when we're riding the new river train. Oh.
My name is Joe Christopher, and I will be reviewing The Cabinet of Curiosities, 36 Tales Brief and Sinister by Stephen Bachman, Catherine Catmull, Claire Legrand, and Emma Trevain. illustrated by Alexander Jensen and published by HarperCollins Publishers. The Cabinet of Curiosities is a collection of short stories filled to the brim with tales that will give you the chills and thrills. Some of the stories include A Soul-Sucking Box and A Two-Realistic Cake That Eats Its Devourer. By the time you're done, I wouldn't be surprised if the next time you see your shadow, you wonder if it's really your shadow or some other being altogether. The book was written for kids ages 8 to 12 years old. I give this book 5 out of 5 chilies.
The Cabinet of Curiosities is published by HarperCollins. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This next one's off Giggling and Laughing, Silly Songs for Kids, right here on the Children's Hour.
Hey, Jethro, where'd you get that good-looking peanut butter there in that sandwich? I didn't know they had peanut butter way out here on the prairie.
Well, let me tell you about it.
A peanut sat on a railroad track. His heart was all a flutter. 5 of 9 came right on time.
Whoa, whoa,
uh-oh, peanut butter.
Let's all get on the train.
Yay!
All aboard.
All aboard.
Tickets, please.
Tickets, please.
Now here we go.
See the shining sea. If you love to ride the train, sing along with me.
Choo choo, choo choo, choo choo, choo choo.
Every train has two main parts. Do you want to know what they are? The engine pulls that big long train, keeps it on the track. And every train has a caboose all the way in back. Do you know who makes this big train go? Forwards, backwards, fast and slow? On the train, the engineer keeps us safe and sound. He takes us all across the land to our favorite towns. He has a friend who helps him work and greets you at the door. He takes your tickets, finds your seats, then says, all aboard! Is that the conductor?
That's me, the conductor!
Choo-choo!
Hi, this is Cade from the Children's Hour with a book review on Ada's Violin, the story of Recycled Orchestra of Paraguay, by Season Hood, illustrated by Sally Wernkomport, published by Simon & Schuster, Books for Young Readers. This is a story of a young girl whose town is atop of a landfill, and she grew up playing on the trash pile. But one day, she found out about a man who was making instruments out of trash. It's very heartfelt and interesting and a good story overall. I think that kids would really like it. I would rate this story 5 out of 5 green chilies.
The book is Ada's Violin, written by Susan Hood and published by Simon & Schuster. This is Fred, right here on the Children's Hour.
Choo-choo, we're riding the rails, choo-choo, with the wind in our sails, choo-choo. Marking time to the beat, choo-choo. Yeah, we got happy feet. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-choo. Choo-choo, we're the ABCs, choo-choo. We're the 1, 2, 3s, choo-choo. Red, yellow, and blue, choo-choo. Now you know what to do. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-choo. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, click, 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 click, clack, click, click, clack, click, click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, click, choo choo. 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 Choo choo, choo choo.
Been listening to the Children's Hour. We've loved learning about trains. You can find out a lot more about them and see photos and links at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Trains. There you can also find our contact, and please let us know what you think of the show. We've got time for one more. We're going to go out with Frances England. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time.
I look at your picture 100 times a day. You make me feel so good with everything you say. I wish we lived closer so I could see you all the time. Letters are nice, but not enough to get you off my mind. I'll get on the fast train to you, and you hop on the fast train to me. We'll meet somewhere in the middle, have a slumber party. I'll get on the fast train to you, you hop on a fast train to me. We'll meet somewhere in the middle, so I can tell you what you mean to me, my grandma, my grandma. Walking in the garden, I can't believe how much you know. The name of every plant and flower, what they like. Talk about, they stay with me so long. You know me inside and out, every minute with you, it makes me strong. I'll get on a fast train to you, when you hop on a fast train to me. We'll meet somewhere in the middle, have a slumber party. I'll get on a fast train to you, you hop on a fast train to me. We'll meet somewhere in the middle, so I can tell you what you mean to me, my grandma.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from our senior producer, Christina Stella, and Eli Henley. We also had help from our summer intern, Daniel. Many thanks to Leba at the Wheels Museum for inviting our kids' crew.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. Bop!